Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
How are GISTs diagnosed? By Dr. Daleen Geldenhuys. This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Dr. Daleen Geldenhuys explains the diagnosis process of gastrointestinal stromal tumors, GISTs, and how targeted therapy has made it a treatable cancer. Gastrointestinal stromal tumors likely originate from the interstitial cells of Cajal. These cells are the pacemaker cells of the muscle cells in the intestine. They regulate peristalsis, involuntary muscle movement that moves food through the gastrointestinal tract. By forming the interface between the autonomic nerve connection from the brain to the bowel wall and the smooth muscle itself. GISTs are rare tumors and present 1 to 2% of gastrointestinal tract tumors. Muscle cells in the intestine differ from skeletal muscles and are named smooth muscles and are located below the lining cells of the gastrointestinal tract and regulate peristalsis of the gut. Tumors of these cells arise below the lining of the GI tract. History and examination of patient. To make a diagnosis, the history and examination of the patient is paramount. Adult patients with GISTs commonly present with some of the following signs and symptoms. Occult bleeding from the stomach, the small or the large intestine. These are most patients. Occasionally, these tumors are diagnosed as incidental findings during gastroscopy or colonoscopy for screening purposes. Abdominal pain or discomfort. They rarely present with an acute abdomen, which implies possible perforation of the bowel or tumor rupture. The mass can cause bowel obstruction, mimicking colon cancer. An asymptomatic mass is rare but can be a present symptom. Early satiety and bloating may be the only symptoms. Hypothyroidism, secondary to normal thyroid hormone degradation by the tumor, have been reported in large tumors and may be a rare presenting symptom. The physical examination may reveal a mass if the tumor is large enough. Peritonitis, redness and swelling of the lining of the abdomen, and bowel obstruction may be found, but most of these tumors present without symptoms and spread outside the abdomen is rare. There are familial syndromes in which more than one family member may have the disease. They may have other symptoms which may help identifying these patients earlier. Special investigations. Imaging. Investigations include endoscopy, endoscopic ultrasound, CT scanning, and MRI, especially when the tumor is in the rectum. The tumors have smooth contours and enhances brightly with intravenous contrast. Very large tumors may appear more complex due to necrosis or even bleeding into the tumor. The scan may also allow assessment of local invasion into adjacent structures. PET CT may be useful for monitoring rather than diagnosing, specifically if lymph node involvement is suspected. Histology. A biopsy or excision biopsy is paramount to make the diagnosis and to determine the type of GISTs and to exclude other diagnoses. The pathologist will confirm the diagnosis and will also give other genetic markers to predict response to the different oral therapies that are available for this tumor. The number of mitoses per high power field, in simple terms, how many tumor cells are actively dividing, is important to determine the duration of therapy after the tumor is excised. The most prominent diagnostic marker is the universal overexpression of CD117, which is easily identified. Treatment. These tumors are not responsive to chemotherapy and radiation, and before the advent of targeted therapy, GISTs had a dismal prognosis. Surgery. Excision of the tumor is vital for treatment and control of this tumor type. The tumor may be removed endoscopically if small enough, or with open or laparoscopic robotic surgery. Oral therapy. If the tumor is big, surgery may cause morbidity. It's acceptable to first treat the tumor with oral therapy, neoadjuvant treatment, to facilitate surgery with less morbidity. After the tumor is removed, depending on the size of the tumor, its location, and the number of mitoses per high power field, as seen under a microscope, a decision is made regarding the risk of recurrence and to treat with oral medication to prevent the recurrence of the tumor. If the tumor is multifocal, more than one, or there are intra-abdominal metastases, and surgery may not improve the outcome, oral therapy is acceptable. Patients can be treated successfully for many years with the available medication. The medication is directed to the specific mutations and have manageable side effects. GISTs are no longer the untreatable threat it used to be. Treatment is successful in terms of quality and quantity of life. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.